Okay. This is the programming, National Programming Committee meeting of May 3rd, 2017. My name is Grace Aaron. I am the pro tem chair of this committee. I would like to turn the chair over to Sabrina Jacobs, who's been elected chair by consensus. Congratulations, Sabrina.
Thank you, Grace Aaron. Thank you.
Okay. I believe our secretary is not here. Would you like me to call the roll?
Yes, if you could, please. I appreciate that.
Okay, I'll do that. Grace Aaron is here. Dave Beaton? Jim Brown?
Here.
Thank you. Meredith Cordisco?
Here.
Good. Catherine Davis? Jim Dingman?
Here.
Good. Anissa Faruqi? Rhonda Garner?
Present.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Present.
Good. Vajra Kilgour? Mike Lewis? Eric Ramey?
Present.
Okay. Fernando Velasquez? Tom Voorhees?
Here.
Carol Wolfley?
Here.
Good. Lisa Wong? Okay. So we have quorum. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 people. So we have quorum, chair. I would like to remind the chair that we need to assign a pro tem secretary for this meeting, as our secretary is not here.
Okay, I would like to go ahead and nominate Carol Wolfley. Would you mind?
I think I was going to nominate Grace for right now, just because I think, Grace, are you willing to do it?
I guess so.
Or Meredith. Meredith, if you're interested.
I'd rather not, seeing as it's my first meeting. I'd rather just see how it goes.
Okay. All right. So, Grace, would you mind for just this meeting?
Okay. I guess I wouldn't mind for one meeting. But if Anissa does not want to be the secretary, we're going to have people consider taking the secretary role for the future. But okay. I can do it for this meeting.
Just throwing it out there, it does not have to be a woman.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Jim's on the subway. What about Mr. Brown? Jim Brown, would you be interested in being the secretary?
No, not at this time, no.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, we have a secretary for now. We can lobby for one later. Let's go ahead and go to number 4 on the agenda. I hope everybody has their agenda in front of them. We need to select a timekeeper. Who would like to keep time?
I can keep time. Carol Wolfley.
All right. Thank you so much, Carol. And we've got that taken care of. Now we just need to approve the agenda. Has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? Are there any additions, or should there be some subtractions?
I move that we approve the agenda. Carol Wolfley, KPFA.
All right. Any objections? All right, so moved. We have approved the agenda. All right, let's see. Open session minutes. Let's see here. Now, we don't have the secretary from last time, so we don't have any minutes from the last meeting, unfortunately. So we'll move on. Excused absences? Are there any excused absences? Okay, no excused absences. And let's move on to the continued discussion, the possibility of nationally coordinated news sharing among stations and affiliates. And that was presented by Carol Wolfley, KPFA. Carol, would you like to go ahead and comment on that?
I wanted to check and see if anyone was able to gather any information about your news departments at your station, what times they're doing news, how they're doing news.
anyone like
this is Rhonda. I'll say I failed to do that, but I also work there, so I mean I could make some comments, but I apologize for failing to do that.
All right, no worries. Would you like to go ahead and make your comments now? I'll lodge.
Okay, so you were asking the question when we have news. Now, when you say news, do you mean like the KPFT news, or do you mean news and information, or you know, news and information programming as well?
You mean like public affairs?
Yes.
Well, I'm really interested in what is identified as news. So, if you have a 6 o'clock, yeah.
No, ma'am. The news comes on at 4:30, and it's 30 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
It's not incredibly progressive. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying that. I wish our news department was a whole lot more, but what, I don't know, because that's not my forte. I'm a music programmer at KPFT and a part-time staff member. So that's it. Half hour, 4:30. The show does not seem to have support from the listening audience. It does not do well in Fun Drive at all, and yeah, it's kind of sad, really. We have a really great woman working in the department, but I don't think she receives a lot of feedback from management. And I don't know that management has expressed any, you know, discontent or suggestions for the news department.
Mm-hmm.
We do seem to do well with regard to interns in that department. At KPFT, and someone who works there, I don't see the interns sometimes utilized very well, or even, you know, used to the degree that they probably could be used. But the news department, Tucker does do a good job of working with youth and college students. But again, it's still just a 30-minute program, and it's local news.
Monday through Friday?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Rhonda. Is there any chance you would have time to just write up those comments for us so we can put them all together?
Sure. Is this Carol Wolfley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you,
Rhonda.
PFT. And let's see here.
Hi, this is Vodka from WBZ. Hello?
I'm sorry?
Hi, this is Vodka from WBAI. Is there a quorum, or is the meeting on already happening?
We reach quorum, yes. And this is Vodka.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Vodka, who put me down as being present.
Okay. Okay, Padra, do you have any comments about your news?
Sorry, what?
Do you have any comments about your news program? Can you tell us about your news program? What time does it air, Monday through Friday? How are the listeners taking it?
You're breaking up a bit. Or it's not very clear wherever you are where your reception is.
Okay. Can you tell us about your news? Okay.
This is Rhonda. Could I make a request since this is a new committee that we try to say our name and our signal so we can get to know the makeup of the committee and which station we're talking about?
No problem. All right, Vajra from WPFW, can you tell us about your newscast, your news program?
I am from WBAI.
Oh, I apologize. WBAI, can you tell us about your news?
Our news program?
Yes, your newscast.
We have
Do you
a
have it
program.
In the morning? Mm-hmm.
No, it's usually in the evening, 6 to 6:30, and often there's a often there's a national cast after 3 and after 4 when we're carrying Sojourner Truth and Letters in Politics. They come with a 5-minute newscast at the top of the hour. Other than that, we usually have news from 6 to 6:30.
Okay. Sojourner Truth. And
would you be willing to write that up for us, and also everyone to write down the names of the people in your news departments, and then that gives us a chance.
Because I'm not sure exactly when it's on. I will talk to the person who's in charge of it. I'll get in touch with the person who's in charge of it first, because she's the one who knows more about it than I do.
Yeah, and I think some of the questions to ask are, what sources are they using?
What sources?
Yeah, what sources they're using for the news, and what kind of staffing they have, and also, like what Rhonda was saying, listenership, and how do they do during the fund drive, and are they using AP or other sources, and are they doing commentary with more mainstream sources?
I don't think they're using mainstream sources, and I don't think they're using AP. What is this in aid of? Are we trying to
improve the news? Improve the news nationally.
Okay. Well, it seems to me that the way to start that would be to say, what do we want, rather than looking sort of bird dogging people and saying you're not doing what we want.
Well, this is Sabrina, the chair, and we're actually trying to get an idea. This is a new committee, so we're trying to get an understanding of what everybody else is doing, and we need to do that first. And unfortunately, it's a little bit painful. So let's go on.
Well, I wanted to add something.
I'm sorry, what's your name and who what
this
station?
This is Jim from BAI. I wanted to add something about the news.
Okay.
First of all, Linda Perry is responsible predominantly for it. She suffers from lack of people. She suffers from lack of people working in the news department, because in the past, let's say 20 years ago, the news department was where the action was. There were people coming in there all the time at 505 8th Avenue. There's maybe 6 or 7 or 8 people in there. And it was basically a hotbed to train people to do the news in general. A lot of people moved on to regular jobs. So she needs reinforcements in terms of equipment, people, and in terms of sources. She tries to go out and do stuff in the field, but it's only, you know, she does it with other people helping her. But it's, you know, it's a one-man show with some reinforcements. That's what I'd say. And in terms of audience, all the news departments at BAI traditionally have never made much money during fund drives themselves. They've never really done well at all. So that's the assessment I'd give financially about how they do.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you both. All right. WPFW. Eric Ramey, Jim Brown.
At WPFW, we do 5 minutes of news in the afternoon. And I think we start at 2 and we end at 6. And that's about it. We have a very small news department of 2 people.
Okay.
Do you do it on the hour between 2 and 6? Was that it?
That's what I recall. I'm checking on it. Sure.
It's done at 5 minutes of the hour, Jim.
5 minutes.
Okay.
5 minutes.
Five minutes to the hour.
You're correct.
Okay, so that's news headlines that you're doing, then, basically, right? For between 2 and 6, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Anything else you would like to add about your news?
No, not yet. If I'd known about this, I could have gotten more information. I didn't know.
Okay.
Can you pull that together for next time?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. KPFA.
So this is Carol Wolfley, KPFA. We've got news headlines throughout the day, 5:55 a.m., 7:30 a.m., 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 12 noon, and 4 p.m., and then we have the 6 o'clock news, the Pacifica news, which is shared with KPFK and Fresno, and that is 6 to 7 weekdays and 6 to 6:30 on the weekends, but they used to put FSRN on every other week on Sundays, but now I guess they're figuring out what they're going to do with those other alternate days. The news department at KPFA does have a number of paid staff, two full-time paid staff. Eileen does it in the morning. Mark Miracle does it in more of the afternoon. There is an internship program. And there is a lot of criticism of the KPFA news by people who are saying that there's a lot of AP without any commentary. So I'll stop. And I have the KPFA Community Advisory Board report from last year. I'd be happy to share with people. It has a whole section on the News and Public Affairs Task Force. So I'll send that to the committee if you'd like.
Okay. Please.
Okay, and KPFK.
Okay, this is Grace Aaron. I think I'm the only one from KPFK on this call. We share the KPFA news. We have 15 minutes of news in that hour from KPFK. We have, I believe, one full-time news person staff producing that 15 minutes. And also there is another bit of local news that airs sometime in the afternoon. I'm sorry, I don't remember exactly when. But we are understaffed, and our LSB has urged for us to have our own one-hour news show at 6 o'clock in the evening. We started to use the KPFA news about, I don't know, 5 or 6, 7 years ago, and we haven't gotten back to our own news staff. But it is something that our listeners and our local station board would like to see recover.
Okay. Okay. Joel, is there anything else you'd like to add with this particular topic?
I just want to aim towards, and I think there was a proposal in the meeting for maybe having a separate subcommittee just working on news for the program committee, and I just wanted to get a little input on whether you'd like to keep this as an active, ongoing topic, or if there's some of us who may want to work on it separately and then bring back, ideas and proposals to this committee.
Okay. I think we should keep it as an ongoing topic. I mean, it sounds like KPFA is the only one that's fully staffed and pretty much saturates the airwaves with their news. So I think we need to keep it as an ongoing topic in order to help the other stations improve and get the necessary staffing, et cetera. So, and that all comes down to money as well. So, all right, anything else, Carol?
I wanted to check if Otis is still on the call. Otis, are you there?
No.
So I think it also would be really helpful to get information back from him about, the kinds of things that he's trying to post on the Pacifica website.
Pacifica website as far as news programs?
Yeah, like different hearings and things that are going on. Or
You're talking about the specific current events that are happening?
Yes.
Big issues like that? Okay, so you're talking about national issues that affect the country, the world. Be posted on Pacifica as news at Pacifica.org as news items, correct?
Yes. Well, either audio recordings or live stream. or videos.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, this is Jim Brown.
Hi, Jim. Go ahead.
We have, let me give you an update, and I can put this in writing and send it to you.
Appreciate that.
We have 5 minutes of news daily between, at the top of the hour, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day. Also, we have some news during community comment, which is an hour show that we do on certain days, 11 to 12. And we're planning to launch a one-hour news show shortly.
Okay, and that's 11 to 12 Monday through Friday, is that correct?
Yes. I'll okay. send it right in and send it to you.
Okay, appreciate that. Thank you. All right. Anything else that anybody wants to add about their newscasts or news headlines from any of the stations? All right.
Yeah, I'd like to.
What's your name and what station are you from, please? Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is this Jim?
Oh, Jim? Yes, I'm from WPFW.
Okay, right. And there was somebody else, though. Who else was adding something? Okay, so we'll move on. All right, so we've got some motions here. Now, Carol, is that it for this particular topic?
Yes, thank you.
No problem. And how are we doing with time, please?
I didn't know we had a... I was timing shares. Did you want me to time the topics?
Yeah, well, we're pretty much done with this if no one wants to add anything else. Sounds like somebody either hung up or got on the line or got on the call. All right,
this
so we have...
Eric from Field.
Okay, we got
go
Eric
ahead.
And we got Rhonda. We got Eric and we got Rhonda. Eric, go ahead.
One or two of our colleagues here mentioned that these news elements don't do well during fund drives. That's not unusual for a news program not to do well. And it should not be a factor in terms of keeping it on or taking it off the air, I don't think.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're coming.
This is Bodger from WBAI. I want to second that because the news at WBAI historically has not made much money, but ironically, mm-hmm. considering that they don't make much money, it's one of the things that people are the most distressed about when it goes away because for a while we didn't have news. And the news broadcasts are something that are very important to most listeners. They just don't happen to give money at that time.
Right. That's very true, and it's true at KPFA, too. I think it's true all the way around. Okay. All right. Any other comments on this topic?
Yeah, this is Tom from KPFA. I'd like to add a future subtopic of news analysis to be explored.
Okay, future topic. Of news and analysis. Can you expound on that just a little bit? Because we have plenty of public affairs shows. Is there anything specific that you feel like we would be including that is lacking now?
Well, for instance, the some explanation of the PR factors in the white hat phenomenon should be explained in a newscast.
Okay, got it. Okay, I'll definitely keep that on in mind and on the table, Secretary Ms. Aaron. You make a note of that. Rhonda, you were going to say something?
I kind of just wanted to say what the gentleman that spoke before me said. I don't think that money should be a consideration as to whether we have news programming or not. Since this is a programming committee, I'll go ahead and say that I am very much for national programming. In other words, programming that is a combination of the different stations and that all stations are mandated to play it, especially in the political climate that we're in right now. It's a way of branding ourselves. I don't think that we've taken advantage ever of the fact that we are a radio network, and I think that we should have a network presence for news. And so I look forward to talking about that in the future or whenever it's appropriate. Thank you.
Okay. Absolutely. I think we should definitely get a motion put forth if Chair Wolfley doesn't beat you to it. All right.
Okay.
So we've got some
Well, and Jim has some motions that I think we're coming up on.
Yes, we are. One moment, please. All right. Motions from Jim Dingaman. If you guys are looking at your agenda that was sent out graciously by Grace Aaron. We have a first motion is, whereas there is a need to move all Pacifica radio shows into the 21st century because we need to exploit the potential of wedding digital to analog broadcasting, be it resolved that all Pacifica radio shows have by July 2017 a Facebook page. Are there any stations that do not have a Facebook page at this time?
What's your question? I didn't quite hear you. You broke up a bit. I'm sorry. What was your question?
Are there any stations that do not have a Facebook page? I'll go down the list. KPFT, do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, we do, but it's lacking in content.
Oh, point of information, I mean, or point of something. Is that okay, Sabrina?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, I think the motion says that all Pacifica radio shows, I just wanted to check with Jim. Are you saying that each program should have its own Facebook page?
Correct. Every show should have a Facebook page, and every station should have a Facebook live or group page that they can use as a news medium. I was knocked off the air just a few minutes ago, and particularly live streaming can be effective in fitting the bill for additional kind of news coverage. For example, what happened in Berkeley a couple of weeks ago, that would have been perfect to have live stream up. And I'm saying every single show should have a Facebook page. The key thing is to get everybody starting to use this technology in relationship to their analog radio shows.
Okay. All right. So that motion has been motivated. More discussion? Is there any other discussion? Okay, so we'll move on to WBAI. Do you have a Facebook page?
Does Bhadra want to get in on that first?
Bhadra, are you still there? Bhadra?
If it has, I haven't seen it. I think there are maybe shows that have Facebook pages, but I'm not, you know, how do we get to sort of word these things? Because I think that, you know, we are not management, so we're saying should. But maybe it is suggested.
Well, this is a suggestive body. We are a suggestive body, so we would move this on to any motions that get passed. I'm sorry?
The shoulds, to use a certain word, should probably go.
Well, could I speak to that? This is Jim Dingman.
Yeah, go ahead,
right.
Jim.
First of all, BAI has a Facebook page, and it is poorly managed right now. No producers adequately use it. And so, for example, let's say there are live events going on in New York all the time about Trump, for example, or culture or arts. All we need to do is to utilize the Facebook live streaming capability and, you know, really put a lot of rich stuff up there. And so the question of should is or shouldn't is that, you know, I wish we could force this down people's throats because as the chair of the CAB 5 years ago, we had a debate about this, passed the resolution, sent it up to the LSD, nothing happened. So, you know, the question is how do we increase the audiences of all stations, which basically stink, and I'm just suggesting here's one method among many that we all have to explore to have implemented as policy, not a should or suggest. I mean, I realize we're only advisory, but, you know, what are we going to do, advise and then nothing happens? I mean, we got to have something happen.
Well, you can't we can't make something happen unless members of the board want to, you know, reach in their pocket or raise some funds to do things. But apart from that, we cannot, as I understand it, you know, the board is not management.
All right. Well, first of all, a Facebook page is easy to set up. Anybody can set it up. All you need to do is to other parts of the motion.
I think we all have them, and we know how to do it.
Well, then how come?
Ron, Foster, back, please.
Right.
Okay, Rhonda. Go ahead, Jim. Finish your thought.
Well, you know, this is we have examples already with what happens at WFMU out in Jersey with Audience Engine, where basically they're experimenting with using Facebook or something like that to bring in their audience and have them participate in the show. So, for example, they refer to so-and-so has something to say about this, and he's on, you know, our chat channel, whatever the hell it is. And these kind of methods have accumulatively allowed that station to basically survive and raise more money than BAI does on the Internet. So I'm just saying that, you know, when are we going to move into the 21st century? You know, that's my problem with all this. We have to do this. We should have done it 10 years ago. And now we're in a situation where we have a real catastrophe potentially on our hands. And, you know, this is one line of action among many to consider and implement. That's all. I recommend the PNB as a policy measure to be implemented throughout the network.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Let me just go ahead and read the rest of Jim's motion. All stations should have a fan or group Facebook page that will allow them to use it as an added broadcast medium. Facebook Live allows an hour and a half of streamed footage. This capability should be exploited to provide live and timely news coverage. We need to recruit and work with all the activist streamers in local areas and ally with them. And I'd like to reiterate again, yes, this is a suggestive body. However, these motions, the reason why we have PNB members on these suggestive bodies, Vondra, is in order to move these motions into the PNB and get it on the agenda and hopefully get these motions approved. Rhonda, go ahead.
I wanted to just speak. I appreciate the female person who spoke. I apologize, I didn't catch her name. The sensitivity of the language and how far we can reach as a PNB. But I also really want to resonate with what Jim is saying. For example, at KPX, so we can either use the word should or could. Well, could has been a possibility all along. And the percentage of people that are using Facebook at KPFT is far less than more. So I think that it is time to make a real push and make that jump into the new century appropriate. I have even talked about at KPFT, I don't know if this is appropriate for here, let me know, but I think it would be a really good idea, a way to bring in high school even, but primarily college students or people that are interested in learning about radio or audio engineering, but marketing, students from marketing that are studying marketing. I think it'd be great if every show had a social media intern. And I think that that would help to bring more listeners to the station by virtue of having young college students there and helping out. So I'm for an intern, social media intern for every program.
I second that.
All right. Rhonda, if you can go ahead and write that up as a motion. Go ahead and put that on as well. Okay. All right. So WPFW, does WPFW have a Facebook page?
Was there going to be any discussion on that motion?
Yes, we will discuss it more. I just wanted to go down the list and find out who has Facebook pages and how they're utilized and who doesn't.
This is Meredith Cordesco, WPFW, and I'll let Eric and Jim speak to this too. I personally am not active on social media, so I mean, I can just see whatever's you know, publicly available without myself having a Facebook account. But WPFW does have a Facebook page. I don't know that it is well developed at the station level. A lot of shows separately have their own Facebook pages that I looks like are very well kept up and have regular posts.
Okay. All right, thank you. And KPFA, they definitely have Facebook.
I don't know if Eric or Jim has anything else to add from the.
I was just going to pretty much repeat what you said, or you know, agree with. That was the same point I was going to make, Meredith.
Yes,
so.
Pretty much the same.
Carol Wolfley, KPFA, if I could jump in and just say, I think that part of it is not only having it, but to develop a community of people who use Facebook already, and then to have a little KPFA community of people who, if there is something shared on KPFA Facebook, that those of us who also have Facebook get it and share it with our list to make it be active so that it isn't just like one person.
Okay. Thank you, Carol. KPFK, do you have a Facebook page? Great.
Yes, this is Grace. I'd like to speak to that. We do have a pretty well-developed Facebook page with significant amount of traffic. Of course, it could be improved. I would like to suggest that this motion of Jim's motions, he has several motions here, but the first one, that it be postponed for consideration until we get to number 11 on the agenda, which talks about evaluating individual programs. And in that, the last evaluation point would be, which is number 9, does the program have a social media presence, and is the programmer and or producer promoting through social media and other outreach? I think it might be better to have social media outreach be part of the responsibility of programmers if they and be part of their evaluation of their shows, and rather than give a timeline for every programmer, because right now I don't think programs are being evaluated. I don't know who would keep track of which programmers have Facebook pages and which don't. I don't. So I think it should be discussed more in the context of evaluating program than as a directive, which probably won't be implemented.
So you want to go ahead and fold Jim's motion, this first motion by Jim about the Facebook pages, into your motion. Is that correct?
Yes.
Or amend it? You want to amend it? Okay.
I'd like to just postpone consideration of it until we reach point 11 on the agenda.
We're going to table it. We're essentially going to table it then.
Well, postpone it. We can tabling would postpone it and not. You know, it would not be. We would not consider it.
Tabling would bring it up at a later point during this meeting.
Well, no, tabling would bring it up at the next meeting. It would be like at a next meeting. It wouldn't be.
Well, tabling. It's not tabling takes it off the agenda until it's brought back on the agenda. I am saying postpone it to a time, to a place, a specific place on the agenda, which is point 11, agenda item 11.
Okay.
Well, could I make a comment on that?
Sure.
Jim Dingley.
Excuse me. I just wanted, Ms. Chair, I wanted you to know that we have 1 minute left on this section of all the resolutions.
All right.
Okay.
Can I
Jim?
That? Yeah, I hear Grace. I understand that. And I just think we got to get the show on the road one way or the other on this issue. I was talking actually to Roger's co-producer a few days ago, and people always complain about the fact that they are preempted during marathon. Well, you know, if they had Facebook pages, they could continue doing live streams of their shows in a regular continuity.
and divert listeners to their shows. So there wouldn't be a breakup of the momentum of their shows. They would still be going on normally, except they would be in a live stream video, so to speak. So anyway, I just think we got to get the whole show on the road. I have no objection to postponing it, but I do think it has to come up and get pushed and implemented in some way soon.
Okay.
This is Roger. I'd like to say something real quick about that.
How much time do we have, please?
We are out of time, Ms. Chair.
Motion to extend. 5 minutes. Anybody like to have a motion to extend?
Second.
Okay. We don't have to second. We're in committee.
Oh, good.
I am resetting for 5 minutes.
Okay, no objections. Roger, go ahead. You have 1 minute.
Yeah, I think it's good for shows to have their own Facebook page, but if shows are having their own Facebook page and drawing listeners over to their Facebook page during fundraising because they're upset about being preempted during fundraising, they will be, unless they're fundraising on the Facebook page pretty vigorously, that could be a serious issue. It's kind of like, oh, I'm just going to, I'm mad at you. You preempted me. I'm going to pick up my audience and go over here. So that needs to be really thought through.
Okay.
All right. Can I reply to that?
Go ahead, Jim.
First of all, the average show at BAI has between 300 to 800 people listening to it. I'm not talking about, and everyone knows that when you're pitching Gary Null, you're not necessarily pitching Gary Null to a small niche audience, you're pitching them to a wide audience. All I'm talking about is that shows can continue their normal production and be on the Facebook page while they're preempted during marathon. So if somebody wants to pledge, they can still pledge, but if they want to see what the show is doing, the 2 or 3 weeks they're preempted, they could see it on Facebook. That's all my point.
Okay. And timekeeper, how much time do we have? Good.
We've got 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Anybody else want to comment on this topic? We are going to postpone until we get to item 11 on the agenda, so it's not going anywhere this evening. We will be back on this topic. Are we good with going ahead and closing this particular motion?
Well, this is Grace.
Okay.
This is Grace. Two things we have to, my motion to postpone has to be voted on or accepted without objection. And the other thing is, there are a lot of motions that Jim is putting forward here that we don't have time for. And I put on the agenda this question, should this be considered in a smaller working group, refined, and then brought back to the committee?
Mm-hmm.
Can we consider that?
All right.
Yeah.
Grace, could I respond to that? I think we got to shake things up. We really got to push things, and we don't need. Everybody knows Facebook is a mass phenomena, and we just got to implement and put this into Pacifica. So I don't think we need to work group it, whatnot. There's too much literature out there. If you guys want me to flood you with literature on that, I will. And I intend to, but there's too much literature that basically reinforces the points I'm making. And one shouldn't necessarily hold producers who are my age, for example, who may not know social media that well. We have to get young people involved in helping that. But I really think we got to jumpstart a whole bunch of stuff and just push it forward and see how it starts to work out. That's all.
This is Rhonda.
Go ahead, Rhonda.
If we're going to meet next week, I don't know how often we plan on meeting. I think with our financial crisis, we should probably be meeting as often as we can. I think it'd be time well spent. If we're meeting next week, what I would like to do is give a little thought. I can't really write a motion on the fly that would be as comprehensive as I would like for it to be. I do think that the motion needs to be, clearly a directive. And we need to make the most of it. So whenever I spoke about the intern program and so on and so forth, if we're meeting next week, I could work on a good motion to include all of that for us to vote on next week. I could send it to the president and write it up.
All right. Yeah, I think we should be meeting next week, but that will come up later in the meeting as far as
okay. So in that case, then, can we go with Grace's motion to postpone and not go with a subgroup?
We're about to vote on it, Rhonda. We're about to vote on it right now. So, yeah. All right. No worries. All right. So we have to vote on postponing Jim Dingaman's motion until we get to item 11 on the agenda. Are there any objections? Not hearing none. That passes. Okay. So number two. Number two is all Pacifica radio stations should actively ally with journalism schools and communication programs in their signal areas. All these young people are being trained in multimedia production, and they can create new shows and reinforce existing ones. All current shows should include social media producers who will develop Facebook pages and also use Twitter. All right. So that's motion number two. Is there any discussion with that?
Yes, I just speak to that.
The 5 minutes is up, Ms. Chair.
We're moving on to the next motion, so we got to reset the timer, right?
Well, the timer was for all of the motions.
Oh.
That's
and
what I
thought.
The remainder
of the meeting.
What is that?
There's two other motions, so I'm happy to keep time, but I've just...
Okay, so let's... motion to extend 15 minutes so we can get through all of Jim's motions. Any objections? Hold on a second, Jim. Any objections? Not hearing none. We've been extended 15 minutes. Ms. Timekeeper, if you could, please. Thank you. All right. Any discussion on item number two, allying with journalism schools? Jim, I think you wanted to discuss it, and there was someone else that wanted to say something, too.
Yeah,
who else on the start?
Eric from PSW.
Okay, Jim and then Eric. Jim, go ahead. Jim and then Eric.
Let Jim say what I say, but it's fine.
All right, well, first of all...
Okay, so Jim and then Eric. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, first of all, it's a no-brainer. And second of all, we have tremendous allies in these journalism, particularly with young people. And, you know, when WBAI had to lay off all its staff, I was authorized... and with the general manager, went out to journalism schools and tried to set up alliances to bring in people to help with the station. And I think that we just have to have that deeper and more embedded. And if you get to the issue that was raised before about the news programming, imagine if we had all the three major journalism schools in New York City, plus kids coming in from all the communication programs in the tri-state area, helping with news coverage and also helping with everything else going on. It would make life easier for BAI and, frankly, throughout all Pacifica if that's going on all over the place. So I just think it's a no-brainer, and particularly since the kids are being trained in multimedia. Everybody who I know is going through journalism these days, school these days, are being trained to shoot with a camera, to capture audio, to capture pictures, and such a reinforcement podcast. Such a reinforcement of every Pacifica station would only be to our benefit.
All right. Thank you, Jim. And Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. That's been on the burner for quite a while in Washington, if not the back burner, the front burner. But it's been there for quite a while. The issue is resources. You know, we've made substantial cuts, and we just don't have the personnel to oversee the program or administer the program.
Mm-hmm.
Or be involved in training. But, I mean, it's been there. It's been there for a minute. So, I mean, we just don't have the resources to implement that. Not at this time.
Okay. Anyone else like to speak to this?
Jim.
Point of information. Can't you get volunteers? You don't have any volunteers to help do that at WPFW?
Jim.
I mean, I understand where you don't have paid staff, but...
Well, we can't bring in volunteers to do what a paid person would have previously done.
Okay. Jim Brown, go ahead.
Yeah. Like Eric said, we are considering that, and there is a good chance that we can get a group of people together at least mm-hmm. two of the universities in our area. But we have not had the opportunity or the resources to make it happen yet. We've been talking about it and trying to find a way to make it happen for a long time. We do have some volunteers who are willing to start, but they haven't been actually galvanized to make it happen yet.
Okay. Journalism schools. Okay, so, and you're looking to get volunteers to do that, is that correct? Did I hear you right?
Well, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're looking to get volunteers to do a good part of it, but we don't have the staff to actually manage it and make it worthwhile for the station yet. But the attempt to reach out to the universities and so forth has been made, and there are some universities in the area who are interested, but we have to have someone at the station to manage it. There's a lot of news in Washington all the time, all day long, just that we don't have the resources to actually take advantage of it.
Carol Wolfley for the STAC.
Go ahead.
One of the things we did recently was we developed a flyer that is for recruiting news interns. So taking the time to have a flyer on one side and the application on the other side, if you had that as an email, as well as you can print them up and, you know, post them around, and then you need a contact person. But maybe part of what we're able to do now is to share resources so that each station isn't having to go through that whole process of putting together a flyer, putting together an application, you know. So I will send that flyer to everybody mine is just related to news interns, but you could use it in different ways. And, you know, I'll send it in Word so you can change it if you want.
And that was created via the CAB, correct, Carol?
No, I just put it together.
Oh, okay. All right. And let's see here, WBAI. Now, Jim Dingeman, you are from WBAI, and this is your motion. What have you done at WBAI to create this type of allying with journalism schools?
Well, we've met with NYU Journalism School, CUNY Journalism School, Columbia Journalism School, and in the past couple of years, we actually had a situation where the person who taught radio audio programming at Columbia Journalism School, we had a relationship with them for a while where their audio program was coming in. In other words, they were doing a news show, and we put that on the air. Now, all these things can happen again. I mean, the problem was, and I hear the folks in Washington talking about lack of resources, and people in particular, we certainly have that problem here in New York, too. So the question is, how can we creatively figure out a way to help each other out? That's where I would be coming from. Like, you know, maybe, you know, because I hear people all the time in New York want to go down to Washington, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, there's ways we can, different ways we can skin a cat, particularly if we're working with J schools who have lots of resources. The question is, how can we have those resources serve our self-interest while it also serves their self-interest? And I think that can be done.
Okay, so you've already met with all major universities. Okay.
We've met with them. The key question is how to implement it. And, you know, I'm not going to say that's easy because you got a lot of egos in the way. But the whole point was to, you know, try to get people to come in and help. You know, Vajra's familiar with how that can be difficult down there. But, you know, I'm not saying it's an easy task, but the key issue is that these institutions, Berkeley has a great journalism school up there, Cal. There's all sorts of people who would be perfectly willing to come help and do things with each station. And that's all I'm saying. We just have to ally with them and take advantage of their greater resources for our own benefit.
Okay, KPFK. Great.
I think these are good ideas. I am just not sure about the implementation. That's my only concern about it.
Well,
we don't have the...
Go ahead, that's
all I have to say.
Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, let me give you an example in New York City. When we were at 120 Wall Street, I had, because of my explorations of those kind of issues, we had two donations of computers to WBAI, and we got almost 30. Now, I'm not saying we got first-rate Macs or anything like that, but we were able to get approximately 25 desktop computers as a result of that. And while they weren't exploited properly, while they weren't necessarily the greatest things since sliced bread, at 120 Wall Street, we were able to basically reinforce our news department before we had to leave. So, you know, all I'm saying is that for these things, there's all sorts of unexpected benefits that can come.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So let's go ahead and vote on this motion. If there is no further discussion about it. All right, hearing none, let's take it to a vote.
Can you state the motion once again, please?
One moment, please. The motion is... One second.
I can read it if you like. I have it in front of me.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Okay. All Pacifica radio stations should actively ally with journalism schools and communications programs in their signal areas. All these young people are being trained in multimedia production, and they can create new shows and reinforce existing ones. All current shows should include social media producers who will develop the Facebook pages and also use Twitter.
Okay. Everyone's familiar with the motion now. It's been discussed. Let's take it to a vote. Madam Secretary.
Would you like to ask if there are any objections?
I have a request for information. I think I heard the motion to state with all universities with journalism schools in our signal area. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, we've got a... I realize discussion is closed on that. We've got a billion universities in our signal area.
Okay.
I mean, that's not going to happen. But, I mean, we can continue.
Well, you know, reasonableness, you know, should be... I mean, obviously not everybody, but whatever you can get, you know, that's what I'm basically...
Okay.
May I just speak to that?
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, in our area, there are schools that we're already talking to that will, in fact, work with us. We know that.
Okay.
Carol Wolfley, could I make a friendly amendment to say change the word all to key?
There is no word all. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
There is no... Oh,
ally.
It just says...
It says actively ally with journalism.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's take it to a vote. There's no objections to taking it to a vote. We're voting. Okay. Motion passed. Great. Number three. Miss Madam Timekeeper, what's our time?
3 minutes.
Oh, boy. Motion to extend another 10 minutes on this. Hearing no objections, we've extended another 10 minutes. Item number three, all Pacifica stations should hold annual new media sound art conferences that attract people from local signal areas. There are people in every signal area we cover, plus the affiliates who are doing great work, and we should be in a dialogue with them. Okay.
What does news media sound art, is that like the name of something, or you're saying that we should create this?
All right.
Is that something we would be a part of? I don't understand what it is.
All right, could I motivate that?
Go ahead.
All right, first of all,
New York City and the tri-state area is filled with all sorts of creative explosions going on about all this, including, and I might add, every single area probably has the same thing, particularly in the West Coast, I'm more familiar with. By digital media, podcasting, there was just a conference at Columbia University on podcasting where I was able to meet all sorts of people, and all of them had goodwill to Pacifica, I might add. There is training programs going on at Union Docs, which is a sort of boutique documentary film operation in Williamsburg, and they have expressed interest in working with BAI. By sound art, I mean, you know, a lot of people aren't necessarily trained in radio art or sound art. In other words, podcasting is going on in such a way that it's reviving the kind of things that happened over the past 70, 80, 90 years about radio production. That's what podcasting is aiming towards. So I'm talking about in terms of sound art, there's a lot of aesthetic experimentations. And by doing a conference, we throw ourselves into the mix and basically say, hey, all you guys, it's also a way to sort of see who's out there who wants to work with us. At the same time, allow new, younger people to come in and, you know, talk about their podcasting, talk about their use of all sorts of sound forms, and podcasting is exploding right now. So as far as I'm concerned, we can, you know, we used to do this, and this is something that is happening as we speak all over. The journalism schools in particular are very interested in this kind of stuff. So I think it's to our advantage to actually have an event that attracts people to come and participate. And
point of information.
Okay, that's
point of information, Jim. How is this supposed to be implemented? We're in serious financial dire straits and have been for a while. How as a point of view motivating this further, how would you motivate this? How would we get?
We've actually talked about this with Melissa, who owns the Commons, for example, at ArtSpace, and with support of the GM or the PD or programming manager, this is something we could simply, you know, I mean, we can get volunteers. I certainly would help to do this. And we could have people who are in these different programs, and this is sort of relating to working with the J schools. They're doing this anyway. They're doing it right now at all the J schools in New York City. But they're doing it elsewhere in J schools around the United States. So all we have to do is ally with those people and do this. And, you know, it's really to our benefit to be in touch with people in local signal areas that are experimenting and using sound in all sorts of different ways, including podcasting and radio. That's all.
All right. Understood, Jim. I think you need to I would suggest that you rewrite this motion, including the how.
All right.
And we can table it for the next meeting, okay?
Oh, no problem.
Okay, and is there any objection to tabling this particular motion from Jim Dingeman? Hearing none, it is tabled for the next meeting. Number four, all Pacifica stations should do programming for free on Juneteenth Day. June 19th is not a Texas holiday, but during Reconstruction, it was celebrated across the United States. We could reinvent and jumpstart it with a 21st century focus. And Jim Dingeman, would you like to motivate that?
Yeah. You know, I recently went to a retirement ceremony of Eric Foner, who is one of the noted historians of the Civil War era. And Juneteenth, as many, all of us know, was a celebration of emancipation in Texas, but it then spread throughout the South. I understand that in Buffalo, New York, there are Juneteenth events. And I think that it's important in this area of essentially we're sort of experiencing something that happened in the United States after 1877 with Trump in the White House. You know, they're not going to try to knock out Obamacare tomorrow, all this stuff. So here we have a situation where we can pick a date which celebrates emancipation, celebrates what that meant to America as a society. And I've already put forward a bunch of people that could actually come and talk about it in New York. So in New York, we're sort of thinking about how to do this. But I think it should be throughout all the stations. Every station do their own thing. But let's, you know, here's a holiday that deserves to be resuscitated. in this age of Trump as a form of resistance.
Okay, so when you say free, this is a point of information I need to explain to me. When you say free, I'm not quite understanding, should do programming for free.
Sometimes, you know, obviously people want to monetize everything. Sometimes I think there's a time and a place not to monetize everything. But, you know, I leave that up to every single area. You know, I just don't want to, you know, like come up with a whole bunch of, you know, creative energy and juice, and all of a sudden we got to think about a way to make a buck on it, which is unfortunately what has to happen all the time. I mean, I'm saying, you know, here's an important holiday for all Americans to celebrate. As far as I'm concerned, we should celebrate Frederick Douglass's birthday as a national holiday, et cetera. And, you know, and we could do all sorts of interesting things. Each station could exploit this any way they want and do something interesting about it. It can be wide open to creative ways of looking at it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Jim Dingaman. Any other discussion on this?
I still don't understand that. Like at KPFT, we don't have any paid programmers. So are you saying, I still don't understand, are you saying like the people who get paid for programming should forego their pay for that day?
No. I'm just saying that like sometimes, you know, when we think of an event to celebrate, we always want to figure out a way to make. I'm not saying they should forego their pay. Sometimes I think it drives me nuts sometimes that all we do is cheapen the strength of everything because we're so broke. But anyway, that's all I meant.
This is Rhonda. I would kind of disagree with that because we're broke and because the Pacifica Radio Archive has such a treasure of great, super phenomenal programming. I hear what you're saying about the monetizing across the board, but we have to do that now. We don't have any money. So to the contrary, in that we have the Pacifica Radio Archive, I think we should monetize it.
All right. I hear you. I hear you.
All right. Any other discussion on this? Okay. Go ahead. Jim Brown?
Yeah. Jim Brown from PFW. I know that each year we have celebrations around the Washington area.
The Emancipation. I'm sorry.
And also, there's another historical holiday that we celebrate, which is called Emancipation Day, which is very important to us. We do that every day. In fact, folks in the government have actually taken that day off of work for celebrating. We do local programs on it, but we haven't done anything that that's national yet. But there's a lot of activity going on that you guys wouldn't hear about nationally because we've localized them in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very historic and
okay.
Have a lot of meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Could I make a friendly amendment to my motion?
Definitely. Jim, are you, no, go ahead. Jim Brown, are you finished, or did you want to?
No, I think there needs to be more discussion on it, and we need to figure out how to actually implement it.
Okay.
This is Eric from PFW, if I might.
Okay, there was someone else before you on the stack, or interrupted? Okay, go ahead, Eric.
No, this strikes me as something that should originate in Texas, being that it has so much significance. I think we can support it across the board. I'm willing to do all I can do. But it seems a bit odd that, say, California, you know, who else would be taking a position. I mean, I think it has a lot more punch, a lot more significance if it somehow originates in Houston. And I think it has this a lot more potential.
Time, Madam Chair.
Okay. Motion to extend time so we can get through the rest of Mr. Jim Dingaman's motions for another 10 minutes. Hearing any objections? No?
I just have a concern just wanting to make sure that everybody is able to stay on the call for Grace's motions also because we have two long motions.
Okay.
I'm wondering.
I echo that. Okay.
Tom, KPFA is not able to stay on the call any longer.
Okay, Tom. Well, we thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Okay, I'll be back.
Okay. Well, we look forward to it. We'll be sending out an email letting you know when the next meeting is, okay?
Can we check about the time for before? Tom, are you off?
No, I'm still here.
Motion to move the next scheduling up on the agenda while Tom's still on.
This is Wagner. What time is this supposed to end?
We're supposed to be done at 7 or 7:30. Anyone? 7 or 7:30.
Traditionally, that's 7 o'clock, which is 10 p.m. Eastern time.
For our time.
Okay. Okay, so that leaves 1 minute.
Okay.
Rhonda, go ahead.
Well, I would like for us to see us push all this through tonight. Frankly, I mean, we're in dire straits. I mean, if we are going to meet next week, I think that the agenda should be arranged next time such where we're not focusing just on motions from, I mean, I guess we should have said that when we approved the agenda, but I think graces are extremely important.
Well, I think when we send, I'd like to interrupt you and say that once we send those agendas out, make sure everybody takes a look at it, and if there's a problem with it, we can take care of it in a timely manner.
I read mine about 45 minutes before.
Carol, right.
This is Grace for the stack.
Okay. Carol, go ahead.
I would like to move that we table the rest of Jim's things till the next meeting and that we extend for 30 minutes for Grace's things, and before we do that, that we schedule the next meeting in case anybody has to drop off.
Okay.
And we don't need a second, right?
Okay. So, motion on the table now is to schedule the next meeting. Can someone look at KPFTX? And look at when we are open to have another meeting. Because I am having internet problems right now.
This is Grace. Secretary, I'm looking at the KPFTX calendar.
Yes.
The dates are mainly taken up with other meetings through next week. The only completely open date is Friday the 12th. Let's see.
I'm sorry to interrupt. This is Meredith Cordisco from WPSW. I have to drop off this evening.
Meredith, do you have a date preference or a day of the week that works better for you?
No, not particularly. Next Wednesday, we have PSW, our LSB meeting, so I can't do that day.
The only date that seems to work would be Wednesday the 17th.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
This is Eric. I don't know who else is affected, but we'll be in the midst of a fund drive in Washington, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eric, does that mean you can't be on the call?
I'll make every effort to do it, but, I mean, and as much as we have to make quorum, I mean, we we're not always able to get volunteers to come in to man the, or woman the pledge lines. I mean, I can help get quorum, but I won't be able to stay on the call.
Okay. All right. Now, let's go. What about Friday? Let's go ahead and do Friday, next Friday.
Friday the 12th?
Yeah.
Do you want to see if there are any objections to that?
Not hearing any. Any objections?
Fridays are wretched.
They really are. Yes.
Okay. Wretched Friday. So 17th Wednesday.
17th
Yeah.
We have our LSB meeting Wednesday in Washington.
No, we're talking about the following Wednesday.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Sabrina, this is Rhonda. Would you like for me to post the meeting on KPFTX now?
Yeah, let's go ahead and post it for the 17th, Wednesday the 17th, 5:30
Okay, it's
going to
start
Pacific.
At what time, Eastern time?
Eastern time, it would be
8:30 Okay,
sorry,
I'll post
Eastern,
it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you for
this is Grace for the SAC.
Sure, go ahead, Grace.
I appreciate Rhonda's support, but since we are losing two members of this committee and because it's after 10 o'clock on the East Coast, I would suggest that we just forward the rest of this agenda to the next meeting, and I would put forward a motion to adjourn at this point. Unless we're – are we in the middle of something? I don't think so.
Well, this is Carol.
Hold on a second. Carol, wait. Hold on a second. Okay, so we still have Jim's motion. We can go ahead and vote to table it. If there's no objections to tabling Jim Dingeman's motion, then we can go ahead and vote to table the rest of the agenda for the next meeting on the 17th.
So, could we just discuss a little bit of what Grace wants to talk about? I don't mind taking too much, but I'd like to hear what Grace wanted to talk about.
Right, but she just said that we lost two people. She's fine with tabling it until we get to the next meeting. Is that correct, Grace?
I think both of my motions need a significant amount of discussion, and or may need a significant amount of discussion. So, being that it's so late on the East Coast, and we've lost some people from the call, it might be better to do it in 2 weeks when we meet again. I don't know. It's up to you, but it's up to the.
I'm completely in agreement, and do we hear any objections from the body?
Carol Wolfley, I would like us to go ahead and table Jim's motions, and for us to, as whoever's left, to read Grace's motions, and just if you would motivate those motions so we can be thinking about them in the meantime.
Well, we just lost two
Rhonda
people.
Rhonda Garner, point of information.
Rhonda, go ahead.
I was wondering if in scheduling this next meeting, considering that we're 4 months into this year, and we haven't had programming committee meetings, I do not think that an hour is enough time. So I suggest that the meeting that we schedule for the 17th, that I make it for 2 hours instead of one.
All righty. Are there any objections to that?
There's no objection.
Hold on, Eric. Go ahead.
What would the start time be?
It would be the same time. It would be the same time, Eric. Go ahead, Jim Brown. Who was speaking before? Okay, are there any objections to extending time for the meeting on the 17th, which will start at 5:30 Eastern time?
I think we
hearing no objection.
I'm just going to make this something. We're not going to have quorum at 5:30, but whatever.
That's 8:30.
Okay, we won't have. We can go ahead and schedule it. We're not going to have quorum at 8:30. We already know that. But we can go ahead and schedule it.
Do we hear? Are there any objections?
There's no objection.
All right, great. Meeting starting 5:30. Programming meeting. National programming meeting will start at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. I'm sorry, Rhonda.
I'm not understanding. It's not 5:30 Eastern time. Wouldn't that be 8:30 Eastern time?
Oh, sorry, 8:30 Eastern time. I'm so sorry. Okay, yes.
Okay.
5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 Eastern time on the 17th, Wednesday. The meeting will be 2 hours, not an hour and a half. Okay? Okay. All right. And then there's no objection to that, correct?
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
All right.
All right, good night.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Sabrina? Is anybody still there?
Yeah, I guess that's a desire to go over the motions briefly was not, there wasn't a lot of agreement on that.
I think when somebody said goodbye, then everybody just said goodbye to Eric. I said goodbye to Eric. That was it.
Yeah.
Grace, I was just trying to have it started so people would be thinking about it.
I know, but, you know, it seemed like there wasn't really a lot of enthusiasm about continuing the meeting.
Do you want to adjourn the meeting right now, Grace?
Well, isn't it adjourned?
I don't think we said it, and I think we're still on.
Sabrina, are you there? I think Sabrina left.
Will you go ahead and adjourn?
Okay, we'll adjourn the meeting at this point. The meeting is adjourned. Unless there's any objection. Is there any objection to adjourning the meeting? Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. I'm going to call you back. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Good night.